Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic 19 sale coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, June 14th and 15th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting 9 a.m. both days from Council Bluffs, Iowa. 72,500 head will be offered. 9 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the sale. 8:30 is when you'll be able to see Superior Sunrise. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
The cattle futures market continued to show some volatility here today with a $3.80 range in the August feeder cattle, about a $1.50 range in the live cattle. And we were in the red on the feeders, down 67 in August at 154.12. That's still a premium to the current feeder cattle index, which yesterday posted 152.81, slightly higher on the day. So we're at a little bit of a premium in the feeder cattle. Now, live cattle, on the other hand, were 20 to 40 higher today, but a discount to where the cash is trading. The feeder cattle index, or excuse me, Fed Cattle Exchange, had a 334 head sell today. They had an average of 136.75. So that was steady to maybe just a touch lower than the 137 that posted at the end of last week. For the live cattle and a premium to the June. So that's what's really held the June live cattle together here. Box beef at midday was 42 higher on choice at 251.13. Select 220.89, up 99 cents. Packer margins are still estimated to be a positive $200 a head. Feedlot closeouts are somewhere around $400 a head profit. But the projected going into the feedlot is actually projected to lose $45 a head. So quite a bit of interesting estimates there on the cattle futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
An interesting day for grain futures. Corn steady to finish the day after being up nearly 7 cents. This is the highest range we've seen in the corn futures in a very good while. The December corn went all the way up to 409, which is the highest they've been since June of 2016. So about a year-long highs here for the corn futures. Met with some anticipated selling here as the market made new highs. There were some buy stops after it made new highs, but then a lot of hedgers stepped in and said, this market is too good to not take advantage of, so we're going to go ahead and sell the board here. So it's going to close somewhere around the low of 402 on the December corn. Beans, on the other hand, held together up 6 to 8 cents. The wheat futures, Chicago up 2.5 to 3. Kansas City up 5.5 to 6. Tomorrow morning, we've got a USDA report. 11 a.m. is going to give us the latest USDA numbers on wheat production, ending stocks for both the old crop and new crop soybeans, U.S. and world. And again, that report will be tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. The big numbers here, all wheat production is estimated to be 1.81 billion bushels, a little bit lower than last month. Ending stocks for the wheat, corn, and beans are mixed here. Old crop wheat a little bit higher, corn lower, and then soybeans a little bit lower than where we were last month.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.